On May 19th, the Israeli military entered the Nassar family farm, a few miles outside of Bethlehem in the West Bank, and bulldozed more than 1,500 mature apricot and apple trees that were almost ready for harvest. The family has been battling in Israeli courts to hold on to their 100-acre farm, which is surrounded by illegal Israeli settlements. Despite having all the paperwork documenting their ownership of the land going back almost a century, Israel claims the property is state land. In 2010, the family was served with 13 demolition orders, which they are fighting in court. The Nassar farm is known as the Tent of Nations because the family has nurtured peaceful relations with their neighbors and with Israeli and international supporters. The Israeli military's action at the Nassar farm came less than a week before Pope Francis visited the Middle East in nearby Bethlehem, where the pontiff openly supported Palestinians' pursuit of an independent state, said a short prayer alongside a section of Israel's controversial separation wall, and invited Palestinian and Israeli leaders to the Vatican to pray for peace. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Dawood Nassar, who lives on the farm with his wife and children and other relatives. He was traveling in the U.S. on one of his regular speaking tours when his wife called to inform him of the destruction of the fruit orchard. Dawood said this was the first attack by the Israeli military or settlers since 2002, and that despite the high emotional and financial cost of losing so many trees, the family and its supporters will replant and continue to pursue legal remedies.
2 months ago, they declared the area where the trees, the fruit trees, were planted as a state land. And, of course, it's a private property. And we appealed on the 12th of May, but unusually, like they, after the lawyer appeals, we get a court date. But what happened is they came on the 19th and destroyed. So even without waiting for a court date. So, yeah, it's very difficult. It's a very difficult situation for us. But we are trying now to go legally and try to raise this question, why did they do it, although the land is a private property. I believe, you know, they are trying, you know, in different ways to move us out of the area.
Are you going to ask for compensation?
Well, we will, of course, and this is something that we will never get, but this is important to react legally and ask for compensation, of course.
Dawood Nassar, thousands of people, internationals and also Israelis, have come to work on the farm. Do you know if there's been any response to this inside Israel?
Well, you know, I got many emails from Jewish people and Israeli people who are very shocked to hear this. And, of course, they are supporting us. And, you know, they said also when you start planting, replanting the trees, new trees, we are ready to come and help you with that. You know, it's good to feel the support also from the other side. There are people who believe in justice, and they don't like what is happening in their names.
Will you replant trees? And if so, the financial cost must be high, as well as the emotional cost of this attack.
The first step is to inform people to react, you know, internationally. And the second part is to appeal and go on a legal battle there, and of course asking for compensation and all of that. And the third step is to, you know, to cultivate the area because it's damaged, to build the natural walls, the terraces again, and then prepare the ground to be planted by December or January, this coming December or January. You know. So the planting season is in the rainy season. And it is a big loss. You know, of course, it's emotionally, it's huge, but also like trying now to replant and to rebuild and so on, it is also a huge burden on us, too.
It seems with the relationships you've built around the world, this might become a better-known incident than the daily occurrences of uprooting of trees in Palestine, and also because of the extent of it. Do you think the Israeli military might think in retrospect that this wasn't such a great idea, given the response to it?
I hope so, but not only because of the response, because also it's unjust. You know, even according to their system, because the moment you appeal, usually they are not allowed to act this way until the court decides. And, you know, like with our situation now, they did not wait for a decision. They came and they smashed the trees without even a notice. Okay, this is going to happen, you know. And this is what our lawyer said, this is a reaction illegal even according to their system. You know, and that's why it's important to go to court and try to solve it also legally. You know, and of course the international awareness and pressure is important and needed in this way. Taking into consideration that this is an example of what is happening all over the Palestinian territories. You know, it's not like a unique story, but we want people to raise this question, why it happened to the Tent of Nations, but also inform indirectly about what is happening in general. You know, this is happening, illegal action, and illegal action must be stopped by court. And hopefully, you know, justice will prevail. We have to continue this struggle with faith, with love, and hope. You know, we cannot change our way of action.
That was Daoud Nassar of Tent of Nations Farm in the West Bank. For more perspectives on Israel's treatment of Palestinians living in the occupied territories, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.